Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is about 9:09 on wonderful Monday morning. You can experience the Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. You're a fine, such a fine girl.
Wife, you be
such a fine girl. There you go. Guardians of the Galaxy. Mission. Breakout. Right now, we have a four-pack of two-day park tickets for Call 97, 800-400-3697. And you'll be qualified to fly there with Vinny.
Yeah.
Vinny and his family are going to Disneyland.
What? That's right.
Are you
going to
be playing
together
this song on the plane?
Will I be playing Brandy by the Looking Glass?
Yeah.
On the plane.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You know, when you party with the listeners on the plane.
Right. No.
Say, listen, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine, but my life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
So you're singing now, too? All right.
You're not going to sing it?
No, I don't.
I'll get you the words. You can pass them out on the plane.
Pass them out. You guys have a little sing-along.
Oh, so we're just going to all sing along to...
Yeah, get ready for the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
It sounds good.
So that's a grand prize. You'll be in the running to fly with Vinny to the Disneyland Resort. That trip is July 23rd, airfare on Alaska Airlines, a two-night hotel stay. Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
What it's other Disneyland songs by these guys steroids. Are playing on the soundtrack? Any other songs by the Looking Glass?
Not that I
that's
know.
That's their
of.
Only
I don't
song.
Think
that's their only one.
I'm pretty sure that they don't
well,
have any.
That's a good
other.
Song, you know.
Sure.
It's a great
one hit
song.
Wonders.
Yeah.
Did we hear it a lot other? On this show, though, a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a great. We love it.
Right.
Is it Brandy?
Exactly.
It is. Turns out it is.
You're the one who had a girlfriend named Brandy.
Yeah, not us. We're not the one who had a Brandy in our life.
Yeah.
The sailor said, Brandy. You're a
fine girl.
Fine girl, good wife, you would be.
Oh, they have another
fine.
Song.
Oh, they do?
Called Jimmy Loves Marianne.
No, that's not, you never
don't
heard of that,
Don't It Make You
right?
Feel Good.
Oh, maybe that's a hit.
Maybe. Well, anyway.
Anyway, if you're calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you'll win a four-pack of two-day park tickets and be in the running for the flyaway with Vinny. We're doing this all day long at 9, noon, and 5. We're looking for caller number 97. You win the tickets and you're entered for the grand prize getaway.
You want to do some text?
I'd love to.
Okay. I mean, if you want to listen to Brandy by the Looking Glass a lot
well, it's
more.
Well, up to you.
No, let's do some text then. No, that's okay.
You're a fine girl.
Oh, my God.
You brought it up. Such
you
a
know,
fine girl.
You know what the problem is when you get a genius sound man working on your show is there's no way to get in there and erase stuff off of that machine from him.
Mm. Plus, working for you seems like he's working for himself.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you just seem to torture us all.
We all have so
it's
much
weird
fun
that
with
you
it.
You never get tortured. Oh, do we all have some fun with it?
Don't we?
Sure. When it's not named Dave, I mean, right now I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, of course you are.
A little later, Vinny will be having fun with it. Oh. You know, equal. Spread it out. Usually doesn't get tortured too much with it.
She doesn't.
She got the suck and lick thing.
Because I never say anything wrong.
Oh, really? Is that it? No,
that's
okay.
Right.
Now I know.
Oh, please. Thanks, Bryn. That's hardcore pawn, everyone.
408 says, did Sarah make John take the bus home from the airport?
Yeah.
No, he drove his car there. He parked
it
there.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Mm. He's a big boy. He can figure it out. He landed. He's on his way home.
Yay. How good.
Yay.
Get ready. What's the quote? It's going to be gross.
It's going to be gross, man. I can't wait.
The A's are on a four-game winning streak, guys. They beat the AL East first-place team Yankees all
right.
four games over the weekend. Go A's.
Get out of last place, A's.
Yeah. I can't say what sports team I'm currently working for the first time. As of the start of the season, I haven't stopped feeling like I somehow cursed them.
Oh, that's the Giants, huh?
With both of them in last place, it's hard to say.
Could really be either. Right. It's true. Yeah, you should quit.
559 says, EDC, the Electric Daisy
Carnival,
is one of the largest, if not the largest, rave in North America.
Oh.
150,000 people on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the size of a small city.
Ugh, that sounds horrible.
It does sound
awful. I totally
awful.
Agree.
Hot.
Ugh.
Still going to Burning Man?
I'm not going. Oh. I think John's going, though.
There have been deaths at EDC in the past years, so they've cracked down this year. That's why all the arrests
I see.
They're saying here.
I never heard about it before this year. Had you?
I know, but I don't really follow that. What
right.
is that? Dance?
Or EDM.
Yeah, I don't. But you're, yeah, Wright will probably play there someday.
Let's hope he gets a gig.
Your boy, yeah, right.
Yep, we'll see.
When does he leave for Grammy Camp?
Like the third week of July?
It's not actually during the Grammys, right?
Oh,
it's
no. Right. It's just...
In Phoenix, when it is hot, the air is thin, and it makes it hard for planes to get the lift they need to take off and land.
Oh, really?
So they get grounded, says 925.
Well, thank you, 925. I did not know that.
Here's a text from Heather Holmes at KTVU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. What, she got a job offer for you? Is that or something?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that. What does it say?
Dog left inside hot car today in South Napa while the owner shopped.
Yeah, they had to rescue it, right?
This morning?
The interior car of the car was 136 degrees. Dog is recovering at the vet. No, it must have been yesterday.
Mm. Yikes. Stupid.
God is so stupid.
Heather Holmes helped us 1 year with our Toys for Tots. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for writing in,
it's
Heather
not
Holmes.
The first time KTVU's come up today, though. It smells fishy.
Mm. I don't know why.
I don't like it.
Me either.
I got a Facebook message from Chris.
At KTVU? Well, that's
right. Long time listener here.
Again,
can I get a
huh?
shout out today? It's my 30th birthday. Dirty 30.
Oh, dirty.
Thanks, OFOC. Chris J. from San Rafael.
It's going to be gross. All right, Chris. Happy birthday! Happy birthday.
Yeah!
Seriously, Sarah, over tacos?
I know, it's a hard one.
It's not that hard.
I do.
It's
like
actually
tacos.
Really easy.
No. It's lobster.
Nothing goes over tacos.
That's not true. Tacos are good.
Lobster or cereal?
Lobster.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, you can't, even ice cream, I'll take lobster.
What about, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Two-day-old lobster.
Has it been refrigerated the whole time?
No.
Well, you can't eat it.
Then you can't eat it. Yeah.
So there's a line.
Yeah, I'm talking good lobster.
Okay.
Edible.
Just trying
lobster.
To find the line. I mean,
if the line is rotten food is going to lose
every time.
You know, right. Good try, though. That was good.
My bestie had the fat transfer. They took fat from her waist and thighs and put it in her butt and cheeks. She looks amazing.
If I got fat taken out of my butt, my waist and my thighs, I would just want it to stay out.
Yeah. You can have it.
Yeah, I don't put that
Instead
anywhere else.
Instead of repositioning
else. Yeah, just put that, get that into
Go make
the trash
candles
can.
With it.
Right. Do whatever it is you do with you know, rendered fat. Get it out.
Sarah is wrong.
As
you
usual.
X the one you don't want removed since you can't have ink on your skin before surgery.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right, whatever. Whatever you say. I just let's double check and make sure. Just how about write "do not remove" on the ball that you want to keep.
Keep me.
Yeah.
Good one.
Keeper.
Not this one.
Yeah. Put an arrow to the other one.
Not here.
Yeah, an arrow.
Back off.
They take off your wiener by mistake. It was an arrow to the other one.
Vinny, there's a tattoo question that this guy or girl has. Oh, it's a male. They've emailed, or rather texted a couple times.
Read it.
They want your help.
Morning crew, could use a little advice from Vinny. I'm 25 male with no ink. I'm getting my first tattoo Wednesday. I guess my question for Vinny is, what does he think of where I'm thinking of placing the tattoo? It's going to be my mother's maiden name on the inside of my forearm at the top. The name has a personal meaning to me, as the last name ends with my mom and her sisters.
Oh.
I wanted to honor my grandfather to keep the name around for a little longer. Anyway, Vinny, what do you think about the placement?
I love it. It's great. I do want to warn you that as soon as you put that on your arm will look like it needs something else there. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, you'll be like, gosh, now I feel off balanced. I'm going to have to put something over here. Mm. And then you'll go, you know, it doesn't seem right. Something's wrong. I think if I put just one more to balance out the three with a fourth here, that'll be the one that will finish me off. And then that won't do it.
Yeah.
And then you'll find yourself saying, if I just put one right over here.
Right.
And that's how that happens, just so you know. So I'd say two thumbs up.
Get ready for more ink.
Right. Oh. It just becomes a thing.
Sounds painful.
Vincent D'Onofrio was also in Men in Black as the main alien. He's the guy who was in Chips, which I found myself renting because these turkeys told me it was great. Of course, we were trying to get the interview with Dax Shepard in here at the time. So
It was cute.
I liked it.
Cute enough, but yeah. I mean, I really
it was fine. I couldn't believe it. Just died.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one. I'm like,
not even a slow death.
Well, I mean, I knew I had no taste in movies. But
well, it wasn't that funny. I mean, the funniest scenes were definitely the other guy,
Michael Pena.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
I liked it all. I liked the thing about, you know, it's standard now. I thought that was a super funny conversation.
It was.
I liked the sex addict lady. I liked it. I just thought it was really good. I actually liked it as a story, too. I liked the story. I was like, oh, look at that. They're figuring each other out. That guy's pretty observant.
What'd you think of Eric Estrada at the end?
Yeah.
It was fine. By then, I was like, oh, thank God.
It's over.
I can go to bed. I'm over it. I'm with Vinny. Jurassic World was vapid and soulless.
Yeah, I loved it.
And somehow the special effects look worse than in the mid-90s Jurassic Park.
Oh. I thought it looked real.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
When I lived in Mazatlan, I'd see women pour beer on themselves at the beach. I thought it was because the scent attracted men. It must have been for a quicker tan.
That's funny.
I had a text. Let's see. Luciana said, we did the tanning thing with Coca-Cola back in the 70s, back in Brazil.
Oh.
She's old enough to have been tanning in the 70s?
How old are you, Luciana? I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought she was
that.
Younger than me.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Was she tanning at 3?
Maybe. Maybe she's, you know, she would see like her mom or the older women doing it.
Mm.
Right.
She does seem too young to have been tanning. She doesn't even look like she was born in the 70s. Well, maybe. How old are you? Well, you're 30. Well, who cares? I'm not going to do math. I'm exhausted.
Thank you. Good job.
What was the question?
We mentioned a text from earlier where the person said, on the bright side with the heat, women wear less clothes.
Yes.
And Sarah's quote from 408, they actually quote you. We do wear less clothes, she said from under her parka.
Yeah, it was chilly in here this morning.
I thought you said it was hot.
First it was hot, and then he cranked up the AC, and then I had my jacket. I mean, I actually had my jacket. I had the
That's
window
right,
open
I remember
on my way
the
in.
Shirt that you're wearing, yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. And then I got in here, and it started to be cold, and my hands were freezing. I guess I got to put my jacket on.
I'm going to get Ty Pennington and gather the MILF Valley community to come over and help Sarah finish this GD backyard. I mean, come on.
I know.
It's 4 years now.
It's forever. It's going to be done soon. It's going to be so awesome when it's finally done. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
We miss you going out and drinking yourself into a blackouts and coming back with stories of late night singing and debauchery and letters apologizing to all your friends.
I didn't have one drink this weekend.
It's been a long time since you've gone out and gone just crazy with your friends.
That's true.
This yard has taken over your life.
I know. And even when I'm not there, I'm thinking about it. Like, what do I have to do? What do I have to do today? Bryn knows. His yard's taken over his life, too. He brought in 50 bags of concrete over the weekend.
You're in prison.
Yep. You were building your own prison block.
We were talking, Sarah saw Get Out, 707 says, Vinny, the writer-director Jordan Peele has a white mother and a white wife. The movie was not created out of hate, unless he hates himself. I was mostly joking, but there is, you do watch
you
the movie.
You feel bad. You're just like,
and
oh.
It's like, wow, these white people are evil.
And it just gets worse and worse. Like, at first, like, the dad just, you know, he has to tell the guy how much he loves Obama, you know, because all the black people know each other or something. And, you know, he'll be proud of you if you do. Like, he's just trying to not seem like a racist. But then the further you get into the movie, they just keep saying, like, worse and worse things. And just, like, to the point where you're just, like, getting kind of uncomfortable. Like, oh, my God, did that person really just, and the dude is just looking, you know, this poor black guy is the only black guy there. And he's just, like, doesn't know how to react to it. It's just so crunchy.
I will tell you something.
It's good.
There's a scene in that movie. There's two employees at the house, a guy and a girl.
Yep.
There's a scene where the girl is acting in the room, in the bedroom. That scene might be some of the best acting I've ever seen.
It was astounding. I'm with you. I actually thought that this was not only sort of a good, scary movie and with some funny moments and just really like, the acting is excellent. Allison Williams is
okay.
Great in
She's
that.
She's okay. The woman in this scene is displaying two emotions at once, and you just can't imagine how that's possible.
A tear rolling down her face as she's got this whole, oh, dude, it's so
Did
good.
Did you sex scene?
No. But do you know the one I'm talking about?
I sure
then?
Do.
And did you agree? Like, you're just all...
I was like, whoa.
She is pulling it.
Killer reveal at the end, too. Mm.
Yeah.
About those two.
Yeah.
Did you watch it on demand?
Or yeah.
Yes.
You did.
I did.
Yeah. I
What's the reveal?
The damn thing.
I think I rented it. Huh?
What's the reveal at the end?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. That's the whole point of spoilers, is that if I tell you the reveal at the end, that you'll be like, oh, my God. And it'll be ruined.
You're talking about the TSA, right?
No, but that's a good part.
That's pretty cute, isn't it?
That's really good.
He's a TSA guy.
That was a good twist, too. The guy just stands up with his hands up, and you're just like, oh, man, he's got some explaining to do. Like, oh, the poor guy, man, so hard.
Today is my wife Patricia's 40th birthday. Can she get a happy birthday from her best radio friends? Happy birthday, Patricia.
Happy birthday. Oh, it's Patricia. Ha, 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 ha. I'm the sexy one. Tan mom. Leatherface.
408 is quoting me and then Yuzi. Vin, I'll get you on the ground. Yuzi, is that a threat or a promise? Did you say that? I didn't even hear that part.
I think that's what they said.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're giving you your lines. You didn't read the script right, Yuzi.
Line. Yeah, line. No, not that kind of line.
Oh. Unless it's Coco.
Oh. I'm with Bonnie. That's a girl thing. I love having the house to myself. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, I just miss them, you know? Would have been right. Like the movies I watched. He would have loved them.
All right. So I don't get it.
And someone would have been spotting me. I wouldn't have fallen through the deck.
Well, my lady left. I don't know when it was, but I was like, I watched all those Grateful Dead things. I played guitar. I made myself tacos. She calls and says, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing. Having the time of my life. Yeah. I mean, I missed her.
Sure.
We have fun together, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any kind of...
I just like him to be there. You yeah. know, it's nice. If I have something to say about something. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, ha, 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 ha. What's for dinner?
Yeah, that's what you miss.
I do.
Doing stuff for
I
you.
I do all the dishes and make all the dinner. And
oh.
Super lonely. And at night, my kids would go to bed and there's no one to watch TV with. I'm like, is that me complaining?
Yeah.
I did Crest White Strips a couple times this weekend, so that was good. You know,
what in the holy hell is happening over there?
What do you mean? You don't do those?
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, that's so... That was he like, leaves and you're like, I guess I'll white strip my teeth again.
Well, the thing was I had
Jesus
to go to the...
Christ,
I did go to the supermarket to get some stuff, and I never go to the supermarket, so I was just walking, you know, through the aisles, do-do-do, and I saw the white strips. I'm like, oh, I should do those.
They're so expensive.
They are expensive, but it's cheaper than going to the dentist and getting it done.
All right. I guess we're out of time.
Fun, though. Too bad.
What, the Crest strips?
No, that this was fun.
Oh, the text.
It's too bad we're out of time.
Oh,
this
right.
This was so fun. We'll come back and say goodbye in just a minute. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're heading off into the white hot summer, but we're here all day long. Alice is on 24/7, mm-hmm. 365. And throughout the day, this week, Coldplay in Paris, round trip airfare, 3-night hotel stay, courtesy of Live Nation. Pair of tickets to see Coldplay live in concert on July 16th. That would be an amazing trip, and you can win it. Chances to get qualified at 7, 11, 3, 4, and 6. So be listening for your, I know, all day long for your chance to win. And you get tickets to see Coldplay October 4th at Levi's Stadium if you win at those times.
So the chances to get in on the Disney thing, that's not happening all day long.
It is. It's happening at noon and 5.
Ugh.
9, noon, and 5. We're doing that every
wow.
day. So that, the grand prize for that is awesome. You get to go to Disneyland with Vinny.
Right.
It's amazing. This is to check out Disney California Adventure Park Guardians of the Galaxy Mission. Breakout.
The cool thing about this for me personally is that last time I went to Disneyland, we only were spent a few minutes in the California Adventure side.
Mm.
We went that the evening we arrived and only had a few minutes and then spent the rest of the day on the other side at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So now I get to see the other side.
You'll like it. It's
I'm sure
great.
I will.
If you can do it, go on California Screamin'. That is my all time, I don't think, yeah, I mean, obviously your daughter can't do it. I think she's too little. But if you
I'll
can find a way to do it, do it. That's my favorite roller coaster in the whole world.
I'm not scared. I'll go.
No, it's super, super fun. All right, listen, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.